I miss you, remote. I'm hoping Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern thanked New Zealander Saturday for delivering her party a landslide general election victory. This after her government's strong success fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. She told cheering supporters that her center-left party had seen its highest level of support in 50 years. Her Labour Party took 64 seats in the 120-member parliament. In a population of 5 million, New Zealand has suffered just 25 COVID-19 deaths. This will be Ardern's second term as prime minister. In her first term, she was seen as successfully managing other challenges, including an empathetic response and quick action on gun control after a white supremacist gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers in mosque attacks in Christchurch last year. Analysts say she was also viewed as comforting to a shocked nation when a volcanic eruption killed 21 people and left dozens more horribly burned. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in a wave of protests across Bangkok and other Thai cities on Saturday. This in defiance of a government crackdown following 3 months of demonstrations aimed at the prime minister and Thailand's king. Police attempts to block protesters by shutting down Bangkok's public transport system backfired when it led to localized protests across the city. Protesters demand the removal of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former military ruler, and they've also become openly critical of Thailand's new king over laws which can jail people for up to 15 years for insulting the monarchy. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed energy markets and how to implement agreements by the oil producers group known as OPEC Plus, the Kremlin said in a statement on Saturday. For more on this, we invite you to our website at voanews.com.